Hey there, it's Dan. As promised, we've got a bonus for you. We had Joseph Goldstein on the show this week, and we are now posting a guided meditation from Joseph, who is my personal teacher and just a gem of a human being. This is one of the meditations from the 10% Happier app. It's one of Joseph's most popular meditations on the app. By the way, if you haven't tried the app, you can do so for free. You get it 7 days for free. And this is one of the guided meditations. This one that you're about to hear is one of the free ones in the app. There's a link to it directly in the show notes of your podcast player, so you can go check it out on the app yourself anytime. The meditation is called Be Simple and Easy. And there's a quote here from the meditation that I really like, which is, life is already complicated enough. Meditation doesn't have to be if we learn to be simple and easy. Okay, so here he is.
Hello, this is Joseph. Most of us can relate to the excitement and pleasure that can come from enjoying something. But what about when we're unhappy or dissatisfied with whatever our experience may be? Instead of simply being with it, we turn to wanting something else. We may feel this isn't good enough, or I'm not good enough, or my meditation's not good enough. A phrase that I learned from my teacher, Munindraji, can help remind us to settle back and just be with whatever is arising. The phrase he used so often was, be simple and easy. Be simple and easy about things. This reminds us to settle back and just be with whatever is arising, no matter what it is. Wanting, discomfort, judgmental thoughts. We orient to everything the same way. Be simple and easy. Simply be with things as they are. Let's explore this in our practice. Let the eyes close gently. Relax the muscles around the eyes. Relax the shoulders. Relax the belly. And in this space of relaxation, become aware of the body sitting. Sit and know you're sitting. It can be that simple. As you sit and know that you're sitting, settle into the feeling of the whole body. And become aware of the body breathing. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. There's no need to narrowly focus on the breath, but rather feel the body breathing within the framework of the whole body sitting. Simply breathing in, simply breathing out. And practice with this phrase that Munindraji used so often, be simple and easy. We allow experiences to arise and pass away without interfering with them, without getting caught up in them. For example, we might notice that the mind has started thinking, proliferating. At this moment, we can remember the phrase, be simple and easy. Coming back to the breath, knowing that you're sitting, feeling the natural rhythm of the body breathing. As the body breathes in, remember, be simple and easy. As the body breathes out, remember, be simple and easy. Connect with the beginning of each in-breath and sustain the attention for the duration of that breath. Connect with the beginning of the out-breath and sustain the attention for the duration of the out-breath. As soon as you become aware of a thought or an image, you might make a soft mental note of thinking or seeing, and remind yourself with a compassionate attitude, be simple and easy. Let it come, let it go, whatever it is that's arising. Is there any discomfort in the body? See if you can relax around it. Aware of sounds, aware of the body sitting, aware of breathing. Be simple and easy. When the thoughts settle, you can come back to the breath, to the body. Sit and know you're sitting. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out. Know you're breathing out. When you're ready, let the eyes open and take in the room or the space around you. Take a few breaths now with the eyes open and see if you can bring this orientation of compassion, of being simple and easy, into whatever your next activity is. Good luck with your practice. See you next time.